Dumelang, Makadili Njani. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another extraordinary episode on Dr. Truth's podcast. It is your one and only host, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth, back with an exciting piece on Dr. Truth's podcast where we keep it fun, keep it moral, and keep it informing. Right, ladies and gentlemen, before we can go further, many congratulations for making it into the new year 2023. You are just the perfect candidate to be alive in this new year. I mean, of course, for many reasons, one of which is to be listening to Dr. Truth's podcast, right? But well, that aside, you know, it's just important for people to just appreciate being alive, you know, because you check end of 2022, early 2023, you know, people were dying, lives were perishing, you know, and it was just terrible, you know. But just the fact that you are here today, 2023, February 4, that matter, you know, we are just grateful, right? However, that is not the subject of the day today, right? Ladies and gentlemen, it is February, and you just have to know what February means. You just have to know what it is all about. Yes, it is the month of love. Uthando bathong rudo vanwe, right? And not being aware would perhaps be just an act of oblivion. I mean, even if it doesn't concern you, you just have to know what the month of February brings about, what the month of February means, right? So it is February, ladies and gentlemen. It is the month of love, right? As we move, you know, just an important announcement that I want to send through, that maybe if you are a spoken word artist, you know, and you want to feature your artistry, if you want to feature your content on our platform, right, just feel free to reach out to us, and we will gladly, you know, share or incorporate your content into our episodes, right? And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you have subjects that you want us to talk about, right, just feel free to reach out to us and share with us those topics that you want us to talk about via our website or via our WhatsApp number, 2637138224, 2637138224, right? And I'm sure we will be able to do justice on those subjects of interest, right? Now, as we move forward, make a shout out to Shanine Moffat, Simone Moyo, Tim Kuzemaposa, and Blessed Moyo Jr. And also a big mention to those who have their birthdays in the month of love. A big shout out to you guys. Right, so ladies and gentlemen, as I said, and as we all know, ladies and gentlemen, it is the month of love. Love is in the air and is red everywhere. Let's just take the time to, you know, appreciate meaningful relationships out there. Of course, we have to highlight, you know, meaningful relationships, because there's tons and tons of toxic relationships out there, you know, and one can only just imagine, why stay in a toxic relationship when you are even aware that the relationship is a toxic one, you know? Talk of exploitative relationships, you know, where one of the involved parties is severely exploited. Of course, there is some certain benefit, right? but by virtue of being an exploitative relationship, it's just unhealthy. So why even stay there? In the long run, it compromises your well-being, and there's no good in that. Anyways, that's also not the subject of the day, but just to, you know, point this out, we are living in really strange times, you know, very, very strange times. You know, relationships have so much evolved. You know, you get all these new dynamic names, you know, you get the likes of situationships. They are now what's called besties or friends with benefits, you know, in the vast array of the so-called relationships, in quotes, you know. And to me, these are just, you know, ways of evading commitment. People are not interested in committing anymore. At least that's my perspective to the whole issue. People are not interested in commitment, or perhaps just the leeway to promiscuity. Right, I don't know what you guys think, but yeah, that's just my perspective. You know, people don't want to be committed. People want to be promiscuous. So they say, let's term it a situationship. Let's term it, you know, XYZ. I don't know what you guys think, but yeah. Anyways, back to meaningful relationships. Hopefully, people did get their tokens of love. You know, it's just important to be appreciated every now and then, you know. It's just a good thing, it's a good practice, you know. However, it's rather intriguing that in many of the instances, right, men are on the giving side of the equation, right? And when it comes to Valentine's Day, it seems like women only get to buy these gifts on a leap year, right? Quite strange, hey? And come to think of it, that's like once in 4 years. What do we call that? I mean, once in 4 years. Do we call it fraud? Do we call it daylight robbery? What do we call it? Alright, it's very strange. It's very strange. And I know some ghetto youths would be like, Shiri queer. Yeah, but anyways, what can we do about it? However, when there is a global search for the call of gender equality, right? Shouldn't this equality sort of apply to all, you know, all aspects of life, you know, all aspects of life, also including Valentine's Day, of course, right? Should women be buying gifts on birthdays only, you know, right? Just to take you back 2022, November 2022, we had International Men's Day, and go to many men, they probably didn't get anything because the women don't even know that there is International Men's Day, right? Then we come to February, which already is stolen by women. Then we have March coming up as International Women's Day, you know, and a lot of other Women's Day celebrations that are going to follow during the course of the year. It just seems like women will always be on the winning side of the equation, right? Anyways, that's not my standpoint. But yeah, perhaps those things just have to be bi-directional, you know. Uma unomuntu wako, if you have your person, it's just good to appreciate them, right? After all, it is the month of love. Red bagiti, it's the month of love, right? Then, how about this group of people? People who think they are in relationships, or maybe they are in relationships, but don't really get anything for Valentine's Day. Very sad. What do we say about those people? But my question, is it even possible to miss February the 14th? Is it even possible to forget that there is February the 14th? I mean, except if you are stuck at home and you don't see what's happening. Because if you go into CBD or just at least go out of your house, you would be able to see people in red, you know, and that should just give you, you know, just a heads up or at least a reminder that, hey, today is February the 14th. But anyways, you know, humans will always be humans. And yeah, by virtue of just being human, you just have to accommodate such people who are going to forget about February the 14th. And yeah, if you were expecting someone from these forgetters in brackets, then you just have to forgive, forget, and let it slide. I mean, after all, it doesn't make you less important not having received anything for Valentine's Day, right? So yeah, some people might just disagree with me here, I know, but anyways, well, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot talk about Valentine's Day and not talk about pressure. We cannot leave out the word pressure. Well, there is a lot of pressure that seems to be associated with Valentine's Day, particularly for the girls, particularly the ladies, you know, with all these statuses and all these things, you know, someone posting what they got on their Valentine's Day. Probably they got this big bouquet, chocolates, Valentine's card, XYZ. And perhaps you only got maybe a call, right? Or in an even worse case, a WhatsApp message, right? You know, the pressure just becomes so much, you know, to an extent that a person might even think, are we joking right now? Is this a prank or something? You know, but yeah, I think, and also you're on the man, right? Find a person, beat themselves up, you know, try get... You know, try go overboard, you know, because you're seeing these guys who are, who seem to be doing something cool, seem to be doing something big, seem to be doing something amazing. And perhaps you just don't want to seem less manly, you know, then you beat up yourself trying to do this and that. But I personally think it's just a matter of acting within your capacity to appreciate the love, you know, and also to the receiving. To the receivers, I mean, guys, kana wango piwa or drink, you know, if you just get a drink or, you know, just, it's all about, you know, the token of love, right? And of course, pressure will always be there. You can't stop pressure from mounting. Pressure will always be there, right? But it's all a matter of accepting the appreciation and appreciating someone, you know, and just letting the pressure slide. Because if you want to address every pressure in life, you might not even survive. You might not even survive, right? And moving on, right, one inevitability with Valentine's Day is that there are relationships that are going to be paralyzed by the end of February the 14th. That is totally inevitable, right? Probably because someone did not receive the gift quite well, or someone did not package the gift quite well, or, you know, some strange things might just happen. But yeah, data does tell us that some relationships do get paralyzed and some get totaled by the end of Valentine's Day, right? So yeah, it's just sad, but what can we do? There isn't much that we can do. Well, having said that, that's that about gifts and receivers and givers, right? We want to look at a very important or a very special group on Valentine's Day. That's Team Single, right? Single on Valentine's Day. Woo! Firstly, I'll start by saying it's foundable. Shinoanikwa to be single on Valentine's Day. Gyatholakala those things, you know, to be single on Valentine's Day. And if you ask me, I'll say it's 1000% okay to be single on Valentine's Day. It doesn't make you less of a human being, right? It's still okay. Actually, you know, some people, actually, if you check it out, you'll figure out that February the 14th is actually also called Singleness Awareness Day. I was just thinking about that and I was like, maybe some extremist singles might have coined this name up, you know, I don't know for what reasons. But yeah, whatever the reason or whatever the origins of the singleness awareness is, I think it's just important, you know, for an individual to be aware of their singleness. Because I look at it from this viewpoint. You need to be in a relationship for you to Valentine someone or for you to be Valentined, right? But you need to be single, right? For you to get into a relationship. We just sets it clear, right? That it's important for people to be aware of their singleness before getting into relationships. Of course, we want to be delving deep into singleness because it's just not the subject of the day. But yeah, it's just said that many people have associated singleness with being alone. A lot of people associate singleness with being alone, and that's not true. That's just not true. I mean, think of a lonely person. A lonely person perhaps does not even have friends, does not have people close by, and you know, they're just alone. But a single person might actually have, you know, good life, good friends, you know, be very outgoing, you know, and life going quite well for them, right? But just not in, you know, that type of relationship, you see. So yeah, I think it's some misconception that people have nowadays that if you are single then you are lonely, right? It's those are not the same. Those are not the same, right? Because you might be in a relationship and still be lonely. Because yeah, you might be in a relationship and still be lonely. So being in a relationship does not solve the loneliness problem. You know, you need to make friends, connect with those friends, hang out, and connect with family and all those things, you know. In doing such, the void of loneliness is what is filled, right? Then maybe these other relationships come secondarily, you know. But yeah. And it's rather shocking that 33% of people globally live in loneliness. I mean, 33% of people live lonely lives. Yeah, it's common, right, for people to have phases of loneliness every here and there. But here we're talking about 33% of living lonely lives, right? Like really lonely, right? So this month of love, just take time to share love. You know, you never know, you might just help a soul, you might just put a smile on someone's face. And above all, you know, if you have just have people who care for you, people who love you, people who are going to go out of the way and try and make sure that everything is okay for you, find out how you're doing and this and that, don't shove those people away, you know. Because you find people that are living in depression just because there is no one there, you know, there is no one, they are alone. So yeah, if we are fortunate enough to have people that are going to talk to us, people close by, people concerned about us, people concerned about our well-being, then I think we just need to keep them close. Don't shove them off. But of course, we have the affection and the care, you know, reaching outrageous levels, right? That's possible, right? Talk of love bombing, right? Maybe it's a new term for some. Some might be aware of it. Just check out love bombing. You might find it interesting. Actually, it's actually an interesting subject, you know, love bombing. Just check it out and you might find it fascinating. So ladies and gentlemen, we are still on the episode, the month of love, February, with Valentine's. And yeah, while we're still on that, you know, talking about gifts and love and you know, giving and receiving and all that, you know, we just want to remind each other that there is no greater love than that demonstrated by God on the cross. And there is no greater gift than Christ hanging on that cross. So regardless of who you are, your history, what type of person you are, or what you think of yourself, someone loves you, you are loved, God loves you, and there is nothing really that you can do about that. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Dr. Truth's podcast for this Valentine's special episode. But before we can wrap it up, let us give you the health tip of the episode. So February the 4th was celebrated as the World Cancer Day, and we just want to reflect on that and, you know, just say, let's try as much as possible to keep ourselves from predisposing factors you know, there are some lifestyles, you know, that may just lead people to, you know, the development of cancer, you know, some unhealthy eating habits, you know, lack of exercise. And, you know, when in terms of food, you know, you talk of red meat, processed meats, talk of some beverages. And, you know, cancers are just so broad. Talk of prostate cancer in male, talk of colon cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer. And, you know, a lot of other cancers. So people just need to, you know, take good care of themselves and just keep yourself in a very good health, right? Exercise. I mean, you know, in such a technologically advancing world, you know, most of the people are spending their time sitting. You go from bed to breakfast to the breakfast table, from a breakfast chair to your car, from your car to your office or to class where you're going to sit again. Then something similar, you know, when you're reversing the cycle. So it's, you know, all that predisposing a person to developing cancer. So let's just have healthy habits and we are going to be cancer free. We are going to have a cancer free society, right? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep spreading the love. Let's keep spreading the love. And also to those who might want to extend a helping hand of charity, right? Those who might want to extend a helping hand of charity, you can do so through Lend a Hand Foundation, right? Lend a Hand Foundation is an indigenous charity organization. And yeah, you can just get hold of us on our WhatsApp number 2637138224912637138224912. 2637138224912491, you know, and anything and everything, right? Fabric to, you know, food to even financial assistance. We would gladly appreciate that. Help us lend a hand, especially in this month of love. You just want to put a smile on someone's face, right? Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, from myself, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth, stay safe, stay blessed, stay loving, and stay tuned.